And on this cold, frosty morning, we have some ladies that have sacrificed to join us in our studios. And we're honored to have these ladies come out and be with us. And we're going to welcome them in from the Center Middle School. Thank you so very much for taking your time to come in. I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
I'm Marcia Sewell. I'm the principal at Center Middle School.
And I am Lee Bailey. I am the Title I teacher at Center Middle School.
And ladies, thank you so very much for getting out and coming in. And Ms. Sewell, and I know that it's a big sacrifice to get out on this cold morning early, so we have something really important and fun to talk about.
That's right. We're going to talk about a fundraising event that we're having for our school that we're opening up to the community and our parents, and we're just real thrilled that we're going to be able to do this. Our community has stepped up and given us lots of items for us to auction off on our live and silent auction that we're having. We're calling it our gala at 1920 East Main Street, and it's going to be on February the 1st. And our, like I said, the community has just given us, just been overwhelming in support of this, but it's all going to help us fund our field. We're trying to get a track for our students to be able to run their mile and to have PE and to just exercise and play on.
I know the school has been there for a while already, and this has been an ongoing project. You've been working on it since you've been there, since day one, to get to the point to where you can develop it into a play field.
That's exactly right. This is our fifth year into the building, and it's been a process since we entered. When we first started, and the kids have been great to help, the backfield was just filled with rocks, and we actually had a contest between the grades to see which grade could pick up the most rocks, and we've had we do everything that we can to make it happen. We've had a lot of community support, some of all vested people that have something to do with our school system. Coosa Valley Turf, Tom Wolf, has come in and helped spread lots and lots of topsoil that needed to be brought in and to get it level. Another parent has helped us with our irrigation system, so we're ready for that next major step of putting that track out there, and that needs to be there. So we're just really thrilled to be able to take this last initiative to get this done.
Now, students are required, and the reason you're working so hard on this field is because students are required to a certain amount of physical activity, running or playing outdoors. Explain that.
Yes, actually the state mandates a physical fitness test throughout the year, and we they have to run a mile, and so they are now having to run that mile in the parking lot, and that's not just real safe. One of the next things after we get this field done is to get some speed bumps out in front of the school, because lots of parents are running late and they come in kind of in a fast mode, and so when you have students out there running in the parking lot, my stomach gets a little tight sometimes looking out and thinking, oh my, we want to keep our children safe.
Oh, certainly that would be the number one thing, is to do that, is safety first. And again, that's not only getting them away from the automobiles, but running on asphalt's different from running on soil.
That's exactly right.
It's much easier on their feet and legs to be on that field.
Right. And the field gives a little bit, and whereas that asphalt doesn't, it doesn't give, and if you fall or whatever, you're gonna get that road rash in a big way.
Also, running on a harder surface can cause shin splints and things of that nature, and
right.
It can be a little bit damaging to the students' feet and legs, especially until they get accustomed to it.
Right.
But so it's something that's necessary. It's needed. And we need the community help on this gala event at 1920 East Main Street. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
I'm going to let Miss Bailey talk a little bit about some of the items that we're going to have for auction.
All right. We're going to have, so that night at the gala, we're going to have a live and silent auction. Am I correct?
Absolutely. And thank you again so much for letting us come and talk about this morning. I'm really excited about it. Jerry, I shaved my legs just to be on the radio this morning.
Oh, that's great. Can people see them over there on the radio?
Absolutely. Let's get down to business, because I know that this is what everyone's looking forward to. All of the items that we have that are going to be up for auction that evening, we will, of course, have the silent auction. That's exciting in itself. You know, you can take a look at the items. You can place a bid for it. And then, of course, scan the room and see who else is about to show up, because, you know, like buzzards circling around some bones, somebody's going to slip right in and outbid you on that. So that's always exciting. For our live auction, we have some amazing, amazing items. And I would love to thank all of the community members, because there has just been an absolute outpouring of support for this. Our teachers and faculty as well. You know, I walked into the teacher workroom the other day, and I heard one of the teachers ask another teacher, "Hey, doesn't your husband's sister's ex-husband have a cousin whose wife works at so-and-so?" I mean, we're really reaching out there, right, to the community to see what all they can offer us. And it's not just items here in our community, but outside of the community. Just a few things that we're offering that I like to call experiences or making memories. One of the things that we have is from True Adventure Sports, and that is the opportunity to go on a zip line. I mean, that right there, an adventure in itself. We have 4 1-day park hopper passes to Disney World, a trip for DeSoto Caverns, a family fun pack. We're offering a 1-week registration for Camp Sumatonga. You know, and our students love Camp Sumatonga. It's an amazing experience.
It is.
And for us to offer the 1-week registration, we're thrilled about that. And even for adults, we're having a weekend stay at a Sumatonga log cabin. And when you say log cabin, this is like Shangri-La. It is amazing there. A weekend at Chestnut Bay Resort, so you can stay local if you want to. Or how about an overnight stay at Mentone Lodge? That includes breakfast. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up, so, you know, for you husbands out there who are looking to surprise your wife, or women, you know how that goes. You'll probably need to bid on that yourself. We also have Terrapin Outdoor Center. 2 kayak rentals, Rock City, Family Pass. We even have rounds of golf at Cherokee County Country Club and Farm Links we're looking forward to. And one other just exciting adventure that I'm so looking forward to.
What is that?
You know I'm going to bid on this myself. We have, thanks to you, we have an on-air radio personality experience. Did you want to talk a little bit about that, Jerry? Because I'm going to bid on that. You know I am.
We will allow whoever bids this off to come in and be with us on the air for a day. We'll set it up in advance, and that'll be at their convenience and ours as well. But they can see what we do when we're on the air, as well as when we're not on the air. What goes on behind the scenes at the radio station, as well as what happens when we're on the air, and things of that nature, how we do commercials and what goes into that, the news, what goes into making a newscast, and what goes into doing news live, and things of that nature, and how we put it all together.
Would they be able to choose the songs or do anything as far as announcing the news? We're not trying to put anybody out of business or anything. But
we would allow them to work with our news people in there and maybe do a news story or so. Probably we wouldn't turn them loose with a full newscast, as you would not turn me loose with a full day in a teaching in a classroom with the students, because of
absolutely
the, you know, we want the students there to learn it, and also we have an operation to continue with. But yes, we'll make it as fun an experience, but real life experience, and let them know what goes on in the life of air personalities, news people, and how we select music. You talk about that. We'll give them the opportunity to have an input.
Good deal, good deal. I can see where that would bring in a lot of money for us, and we're certainly grateful for it. One of the other exciting items that we do have up for bid is what we're calling our golden ticket, our CMS golden ticket. And I can see where this one will certainly go for a lot as well. It is a pass for a family of four to all CMS sporting events. I can almost hear the parents out there screaming, "Yoo-hoo!" because that is amazing.
Absolutely.
In itself right there. Because if you have a family of four or three or even five, it's unbelievable how much you have to pay every time you have to go to watch your children in a sporting event, or to go to support your nieces, nephews, you know, whoever. And I can see where that would definitely go well. The CMS golden ticket, that's going to be up for auction.
and there's a lot of other. Let me ask you this, for those that are listening and were not aware of what's happening, do you have, can someone else contribute? Do you, will you accept other prizes if they have something they would like to contribute for auction?
Most definitely. We're still taking and we're still working to get lots more items to offer. We have already Mary Kay baskets, beauty shops have given us haircuts and things like that. We have a Yeti cooler that we're going to be able to auction off. We have origami owl item to sell, and we have we just have all kinds of things. Oil changes and the 4-foot swing. Shannon Mackey has given us a 4-foot swing, and we have the Alabama Bear and Auburn Bear. We're trying to put items up on our Facebook, that our Center Middle School Facebook page, for people to see some of the things that we've got for auction. Things are just really coming together, and the Odyssey, they've given us Subway. We have Domino's. We've just got all kinds of things to auction, but we're still taking. So if you've got something that you'd like to give us, we will more than be happy to have it.
And that, all the proceeds are going to go for one thing, and that is to develop a playing field or running field where children can exercise there at Center Middle School. Now, we have to say that since you've been in your school for 5 years, the children that have been there during the period and have gone through their Center Middle School during that period of time have had sacrifices made. They've made sacrifices tremendously by not being able to play on a field and having to be in the parking lot. Am I right, Ms. Bailey?
Absolutely, Jerry. And they have also contributed to this. You know, we have had fundraisers in the past, and I'm sure that everyone has purchased cookie dough, pizza kits, items like that. But there's only so much room in your freezer to place the cookie dough and the pizza kits, which is why, you know, we've come up with a new and exciting fundraiser. And it's also an opportunity to get the community to come out to our school to take a look at it. Ms. Sewell had mentioned to me earlier that she still has parents that she runs into who will say, you know, I've never been to your school. You know, I hear it's fantastic. And to drive past it and to walk in through the front doors, it absolutely is. But if you keep walking and go out the back doors, have you seen our backyard? It definitely needs some improvement. And we are excited to be able to work toward this. And this is a fantastic idea, the gala that we're having, to bring the community in and to allow them to go out our back doors and take a look at what we've got out there. You know, and it is not fair, and it is not safe to have our students go back into a rocky patch of dirt and expect them to, you know, experience athletic events and to experience just growing in the middle school years. So yes, we've had students who have gone their entire lives through the middle school and have yet to see any type of an athletic facility.
And of course, we know that I assume this is going to be held in a gymnasium. And
no, actually, we're going to have it in our front foyer area.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. Mr. Greg Spoon is a lead teacher at 8th grade, and they're kind of heading this up, and he has quite the extensive ability to decorate.
Yes,
and to and so he's really stepping up and really going to help us out and get it all really nice for our community and parents.
All right, we're going to take a short break with Ms. Sewell and Ms. Bailey. We'll be back with them and talk more about the upcoming gala event at 1920 East Main Street in Center. Back in our studios with our guests this morning, Ms. Marcia Sewell and Lee Bailey from the Center Middle School. We appreciate these ladies coming in and being with us today, talking about the gala event coming up at 1920 East Main Street. And of course, that's a fundraising event at the Center Middle School. And we've been talking about raising funds for a playing field or a area for physical activity for children out back, and getting that backyard of the Center Middle School aesthetically comfortable with the front yard. Ms. Sewell, I know this is going to be an expensive project. Let's talk about how much funds it's going to take and why we're trying to raise these monies.
Very rough estimates that I've been given to this point is anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000 to do this track. You know, again, it's like building a house, is how much ever, you know, you want to put into it. It can easily go up to $100,000 if we had that kind of funds. But we want what is basic, what is usable, what is, but we want it to blend. I don't, you know, we don't want something to go out there and just put down to make do. That's been my whole thing all along. If we're going to do this, we want to do it right. So we got to make sure that we, you know, we have to take into consideration what's already there, and water lines, gas lines, we have to work around all of those kinds of things. But initially, the rough estimates is anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000, and I needed to get working capital before I could start the bid process of finding out, because I needed to have some money to work with to know kind of where I was going before we, you know, we actually were able to get it nailed down to who and what was going to put this track in.
And how large an area are we talking about out back?
It's quite large. It would easily be a football field length. So, you know, and so when we're looking at anywhere from 6 to 8 lanes for a track, we recently established a center middle school track team. And right now they're going over to the high school to practice, but they would like to stay home at our school and practice, and then maybe just get with the high school when it's time to go for their track meet. So this would be something that would help them in preparing for their track meets, and as well as for after school activities as well as during school.
But it's necessary, it's needed, and it's something that people would the students certainly would be able to benefit, not only your current students but future generations of students that are coming on.
That's exactly right. I was saying earlier, I've been in this business going on 27 years now, so what is really neat is to see my former students have students at my school. When kids will say, "You know my mama," and I'm, "Yes, I know your mother, I know your dad," and then they're like, "Oh, okay." And so it does make a difference, because as I was also saying, we have a great community, we have great students, we have great parents. We are blessed to be in Cherokee County, Alabama. We are blessed to be working in the school system that we work in. I took issue with a man in another city here recently when he started bashing public schools. I said, well, that may be the case there where you are, but where I work and where I live, that is not the case. Center Middle School in Cherokee County, we love students, and our parents are supportive of us. And so we didn't part on easy terms, because I let him know that I was very proud of where I work.
Absolutely. Now, we're talking about fundraisers, so if there's anyone out there that has any extra cash and they want to contribute, you'll take that as well?
Oh, most definitely. We will not auction that off. Yeah. We will write them a receipt and thank you them in a big sort of way.
And so if you have any contributions you'd like to make, that'll be fine. But if you want to have some fun and get an opportunity to bid on some great merchandise and services coming up, then you don't want to miss this great gala event. And I can assure you, with this group of people out there at the Center Middle School, for every one of them, it's going to be fun, isn't it, Ms. Bailey?
Yes, Jerry, absolutely it's going to be fun. So how do you get to our gala? If you will let your child know, they can come to school. It's $15 per ticket. You can send the money with your child, and we will make certain that you get the tickets, that the tickets are sent home with your child. You can make the checks out to CMS and show up on February the 1st.
And for people of the community, if you need a ticket, you can come by the school. We'll be glad to sell you a ticket there at the school. Call the school. We will deliver. We'll come to you if that's what we need to do. I also want to mention that we have Pat and Mary Lee Hill, as well as our band director, Tom Moore, that was going to be providing jazz music that night. So they'll be playing some sets of music for people to enjoy. They can, if they feel the need to dance and they want to dance, there'll be more than, we will have an area set up for that during the dinner hour.
Each year, how many students are we talking about that come through your school?
We have an enrollment of about 540 students.
So this, and they're moving on. Some's coming in, some's going out, and it's a continual process, but on an average of a little over 500 students.
Yes.
Wow, that's a big service. And these students, all they deserve a place to play. When they're at Center Middle School or other elementary schools, when they're at the Center Elementary or other elementaries before they come to Center Middle, they have playgrounds.
Yes.
And then once they go on to high school, they're going to have facilities for outdoor activities.
Yes.
They have baseball, softball, football fields, things of that nature. They need a place at Center Middle School that would keep them prepared physically for what's ahead.
That's exactly right.
And to meet the criteria the state demands.
That's exactly right also.
And so we want people to come out and help make this a great success. It's going to be on February the 1st, right?
That's right. Saturday evening. The silent auction starts at 5 o'clock. It goes from 5 until 6.
And they're fun. I like silent auctions. Now, I can go around and with my pencil and put a bid down, and before I know it, someone slipped up behind me and outbid me. And, you know, on those, a lot of times, you're on the silent auction. Sometimes people just outbid you by a dollar or 50 cents, just enough to be above you. So you have to watch it and make sure that you get what you're bidding on.
That's right. And we're going to try to make them do it in dollar increments and not outbid anyone
by a penny
yeah, or 50 cents.
There you go. That would be good. Dollar increments on the bid. So that'll be fun. It's going to be exciting, no doubt about it.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Something new, and I'm sure we'll learn. There'll be a learning curve for all of us involved in this, but we're just wanting to do something for the community and to allow them to come into our school, as well as our parents, to let them know that we do appreciate everything that they do for our students.
Well, you have a beautiful facility there, and it's I know the students have enjoyed being there. I know your faculty has enjoyed being in the new facility. It's just helps to have an up-to-date, modern facility for educational purposes, and because students seem to learn better. Am I correct?
I think they do. Our old school had just such character. We always laugh, and it was well maintained, even though the floors were falling through, and but it was well maintained. It is kind of neat to see that these kids that we have now, they kind of expect it. They think that this is the norm, where those students that went through the old middle school, when they walked first, it was just really fun to watch their faces when they first walked into the new facility. It was like, wow, this is something else.
And it really is. It's a really nice facility. Outstanding. We're proud to have it in our community, and we need to work together to get this field fixed for the students, because the students are the ones that's going to be benefiting from it. The students that have sacrificed and are out there without it are the ones that's paying the price.
That's exactly right.
So we want to help these students, not only today's students, but those in the future. And call the Center Middle School. Let's give them that number to call.
The school number is 256-927-5656.
And just talk with whomever.
Miss Stacy or Miss Brenda in the front office.
They're going to answer the phone, so just talk with them, and you can get your tickets.
We still have live people answer our phones.
That's a good thing. People like someone to answer the phone rather than an automated machine. I had an occasion to call a company yesterday for a service and got that automated deal, and you've got to work through a maze, and it's always better to have someone to answer the phone.
That's what we believe.
And it works well. Anything else you ladies want to add this morning that we might have missed?
I think that's all, but we certainly appreciate you giving us this time this morning to talk about our gala, and we hope that the community, if they don't have their tickets, and they'll put it on their calendars and call us and come get a ticket from us.
Well, we want to let the community know exactly what everything is going for and why you're having it, and I think we've covered that, and then everything that can be touched on as far as a lot of the different type prizes. And to all the merchants and everyone in the community that has contributed already, thank you so very much on behalf of the Center Middle School.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you coming and being with us, Ms. Marcia Sewell and also Ms. Lee Bailey.